Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Tzaddik. Today's daf has been dedicated in honor of Mr. Jack and Marilyn Shchebad, in honor of the dedicated by their son Isaac. Today's daf is being studied by Elul Nishmat Chaim Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichem began Eden. Amen. We are going to begin 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye Bana Aliyah al Gabe Beto. Person has a house, so he built Nadia, let's say a second floor over his house. Ve'asa lefanav daka arba, and he made on that second floor, he made a little door. We call that a daka arba. Really should be arba'a, which means even if it's just four tefachim. Hutar bechol hagagin kulan. So he becomes permissible in all the roofs. That's the literal words. Now let's see the picture here, and you'll have clarity. It's 317. Basically what you have over here is a bunch of roofs that are all connected to each other. And on one of the roofs, a fellow built a second floor, as you see a structure on it. And there's a little door, four tefachim, which gives him access to all the other roofs. Now, as we learned yesterday, by the case of the ladders, where, for example, one person has a ladder in front of the roof, so that gives him access to all the roofs, because it's as if he's saying, these are all, you know, mine, and everybody else is like saying, we muhail our usage to you, because you have the easiest access. So the same thing here. By this fellow building this little door, to give him access to the other roofs, it's as if it's all considered his property, and they relinquish it to him. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amar Abba Pa'amim Shadaka Li'isur. However, sometimes that daka, that little door, can work against him. That can forbid him from carrying on the roofs. How? Hechidameh Da'abida La'adit Tarbitza Debeteh. He builds it on the other side. Instead of facing the roof like in picture 317, he builds it like in 318, we see the picture, where he built the door to the garden. Now, when he builds it to the garden, the logic is, he's saying, I am separate from the roof. I'm building this dakal here because I want to have Shemitah, I want to protect the garden, that's Tarbitza, that's in front of the house. And therefore, he would not be allowed to walk on the roofs, because by putting that door on the other side, he relinquishes his rights. So the Gemara says, De'amar, so he says, L'neture tarbitza hu de'abida. He put that door there in order to protect his garden, because he says on top of the daf, V'silek atzmo min ha-gagin. And he relinquishes himself from the gagin. So sometimes a daka helps him, and he gives him all the roofs. Sometimes the daka takes him away from carrying on the roofs themselves. Comes the Gemara and continues, Ba'er Rame Barhama. Rami Barhama asked the question, Shete Amot Begag, Ushte Amot Be'amud Mahu. Which means, we learned yesterday, we had a great mahloket between Rav and Shemuel regarding the limitations of carrying on the roof. Which means, according to the Hakamim, let's say, that you can't carry from roof to roof, which is each roof is considered a separate entity. So the question was, okay, on the individual roof itself, how much could you carry? So Rav's opinion was you can only carry 4 amot. He treated the roof like a karmelit, so only had 4 amot. So the Gemara wants to know, let's say you're going to carry 2 amot on the roof, and right next to it, let's say, you have an amud. The amud is a post or a pole. So what's the question? Tap Rashi. Bet amot begag ze. Kerav svirale. We're following the opinion of Rav. De amar gag sheben hagagin. Right? Roof to roof. En metaltelin bo ela bedale dasre ahadadi. Because he held each roof is osir the other. Let's review the logic. Since the roofs are open to each other, and we have a rule, any area that's open to one another, that you cannot go from that area to the other, that area is not only asur, but it's osir the area that it's open up into. And therefore, since these roofs are asur to each other, and they're open to each other, so therefore, the roof itself becomes like a karmelit, becomes asur, you can only go for amot. So the Gemara wants to know, okay, fine, you only get four amot, so can I go from roof to amud? Now the amud is a shuti yachid, it's 10 high, it's 4 wide. Let's say it's right next to the roof, so you just want to walk 2 amot on the roof, so you only get 4, I'm not taking all 4, I'll take 2. 2 amot on the roof, then I want to walk 2 more amot in a different domain, onto the amud. That's right next to it. It's a flush against, let's say it's an amud that's in the Rishut HaRabim. Yeah, it's standing 10 high, 4 wide, right next to the roof. So I just have to go 2 amud on the roof to 2 amud to the amud. So the Gemara says, what kind of question is this here? Gemara says, Amar Abba, Maika Mebayale. What do you mean? What is even the She'ela over here? Karmelit v'Rishut HaYahid Kamebayale? The roof is a Karmelit, the amud is a Rishut HaYahid. How in the world could you think that you're allowed to go from one domain to another domain? Which means if we allow you to walk 4 amot on the roof, it's because it's a karmelit. But how can we allow you to go from a karmelit to a reshut hayachid? What's the question of Rami bar Hama? So the Gemara says, V'Rami bar Hama agav hurfe lo ayyenba. Says, Rami bar Hama did not mean to ask that question the way it sounds. Because he was rushing to ask the question, so he didn't express himself as clear, and therefore he gave us the misimpression that he was talking about going from the Karmeli to the Shujai. That's not what he meant. This is what he meant. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Just look at Rashi when he says, V'rami barhama agav khurfe. Hashaska Amar, V'rami barhama namiv vaday lo ebayele lemibayah hachem. He never intended to ask this. Yela agav khurfe miher b'she'elato. He was very, very sharp, very quick. So he asked the question very, very short. V'lo ayin bayafe. And he didn't express it clearly. So what was his question? So Gemara says, Bet amot begag, ubet amot be'achsadra mahu. So you have 2 amot on the roof and 2 amot on the aksadra. We have a picture of that at 319. Since the roof is connected to an aksadra. Basically, an aksadra is a structure that has 4 poles on the bottom and it has a roof on top. There are no walls. Okay? And it's connected right to the roof. So, Rashi says, Ve'en la l'aksadra mechitza. Right? We don't have mechitzot over there. V'enna pitekra denema yored v'sotem. Now we're also not going to say pitekra yored v'sotem, meaning we're not going to say that the walls of the aksadra come down, because if the walls come down, then it's a reshut yahid. Then again, there's no question, could you go from the roof to the aksadra? Why don't you say pitekra yored v'sotem? Because we learned earlier in the Masechet that when you have a sloped roof, you don't say pitekra yored v'sotem. That we learned on Daf Chafheh. That was the case of the Urzila. That was also a case exactly like this, where you had a sloped roof. The Gemara says you don't say Pitekla Yored Vitzotem. Oh, so then this has the status of a Karmelit. So the question then is, you'll have to go 2 amot from the roof to the next area, to the Karmelit. So it's Karmelit to Karmelit. So the Gemara says, Mau. Now what's the Sheila? Mi amrinan, do we say, kevan de lo ha-chaze l'dira, de lo ha-chaze l'dira, hadar shutahi. Do we say that what makes them one area, the fact that they're both really not ra'ui for dwelling? Person cannot dwell not on this roof area, nor can he dwell on on the Aksadra. It's not Ra'uy for Dira. And therefore, that combines them to become one, which means we're not going to consider them separate domains. Or Dilma, or do I say, Kevan Demigag Legag Asir, since we're osir to go from roof to roof, Migag La Aksadra Nami Asir. We're going to also osir to go from Gag to Aksadra. Now, what's the depth behind the question? So, let's read Rashi. Hadarishutahu. One side of the question is, since they're both not fit for residence, so therefore they're considered one reshut. Rashi. Va'afalpi she'enan shel ish ehad. Even though they belong to two different owners, en ba'em haluk reshuta. They're not going to be considered separate. Va'afilu l'rabbanan. Even according to the rabbis that normally say roof to roof is considered separate, it's not similar to two roofs. Why? By roofs, they have residents beneath them. And therefore, the Yeshua, Kashem Shesh Haluk Reshut Lemata Bebatim, Kashesh Haluk Lemala, the Haluk Lemata Salik Ba'azil Ya'el, Aval Ba'aksadra Lekele Memarakeh. The argument is, by two roofs, what gets you into problems is the fact that there's a house beneath the roof. And since the homes are considered separate residents to each other, so the roofs follow the homes. So that's Shayach by two roofs. But I could argue and say, but by a roof to an Aksadra, where there is no dwellings beneath the Aksadra, it's not, and it's both not Ra'uy for Nida. So if I could argue and tell you, maybe they're considered one. So that's what the Gemara's She'ilah was, by a roof to an Aksadra. She's granted the rabbis all say roof to roof. I'll tell you, because that's Halukin Lemata, therefore the Halukin Lemala. However, by an Aksadra, we don't have that Sevara, because there's no house underneath, so it could be it's considered one. Next Rashi, or Dilma, or do we say, Kevan Demigag Legag Asir, Ta'amayud Rabbana Mishum Dekapta Ashinui Be'alimu. Which means maybe it's not the issue, there's a house underneath and all that. Maybe the issue is, bottom line, it's owned by two people. And therefore, any property that's owned by two people, they don't want you to go from one to the other. So that's the Shira. Now on that side, then already Gag Ta'aksad will be Asur. So those were the two sides of Rabbi Bar Hama's She'ilah. Basically the question is, what's the Sur of the Rabbanan? Is it the fact that it's Diyurim Lemata? Or the fact is, it is just owned by two different people? So comes the Gemara and says, a similar question. Ba'ir Rabbi Bai Bar Abaye. Bet Amot Begag, Ubet Amot Behurba. Mau. You have two Amot on the roof, and it leads right into a Hurba. Hurba is also owned by others, that she says, Shil Akhirim, Ufrusal Rishut Rabbim. It's opened. The Hurba is a dilapidated house. It's a ruin. So one of the sides is open to the Rishut Rabbim, and therefore, as she says, it has a status of a Karmelit. And therefore, the question is, can you go from one Karmelit to another Karmelit? Two Amot to two Amot. Now, basically, it's the same question. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana tells Rav Bibai, La v'ayinu derami bar Hama. Isn't that the question of Rami bar Hama? What are you asking? He asked, could you go from a Gag to a Karmelit? Now you're asking, could you go from a Gag to a Hurba? So Zag Baruch, you found another Karmelit to ask from. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Bibai bar Abaye, V'chi me'aher atai v'natai. Rabbi Ba comes, Hashem, do you think I'm coming competitively to fight and to argue? That she says, Lashon, V'chi me'aher atai? Do you think I'm coming to like make trouble, v'natzai, and to argue? Mipi acher bati v'halakti b'she'la she'sha'la acher bati l'kenter? What, you think I'm have bad intent? You think I'm coming to question or to challenge the last rabbi? My intention is not that. So what was his question then? He says, I was asking like this. Aksadra lo hajya ledira. An Aksadra, not only do people not live in the Aksadra, but it's also not ra'uy fedira. Which means you really have to do a lot of tikkun to make it fit for residents. There's no walls over here. So the aksadra needs, even if you wanted to make it ra'ui for a dira, it's going to take a lot of work. Hurba has ya ledira. But the hurba can be ra'ui or is ra'ui for dira. So the Gemara says, hold it. If it's ra'ui for dira, it's reshut yahid. So then what's your question? You're asking, could you go from a gag to a area that's ra'ui for dira? The Gemara says, yechima har de haja de dira, make him a violin. So what's your question? So the Gemara says, he doesn't say it's really ra'ui for dira, meaning it's almost ra'ui for dira. Question, Gemara asks, Imtim Selomar Kamar. I was asking my question in an Imtim Selomar style, meaning Imtim Selomar is, if you want to say this is forbidden, what about this case? Meaning he's asking in steps, like this. Imtim Selomar, Aksadra Lohaja Ledira. If you want to tell me, you know what? You can go from the Gag to the Aksadra. Because really, I'll tell you the whole reason why the rabbis are Osir is because of houses, that the house on the bottom of the roof is separate, and therefore it's osir the roof on the top. Masha'ikin and aksadra, that not only there's no house on the bottom, but it's lo hazi ledira. It's not even shayach so simply to turn this into a residential area. There's no walls, there's no nothing. So therefore, for sure, I can be lenient, let's say, by a gag to an aksadra. So my question was pushing it a little. Hurba. By the ruin, hazya ledira, I can say, which means with a small tikkun, with a small adjustment, I can make this house over here, this ruin, livable. And therefore could be, maybe you were only lenient by an aksadra that's not shayach to even turn it into a resident. Mashaykh al-Hurba was just, you know, adding a little wall, you know, on the Rishut Rabim side, so ready, it's shayach to live. So could be, you'll be more mahmir. Or dilma. Or maybe you'll say, Hashtamiha led badiurin. Or you can say, listen, bottom line, there's no dwellers there. I don't care ra'ui or not ra'ui. On the side that says that it's a resident, they have to have people there. It's just like the roof with the house on the bottom of it. There's people living in the house. That's the inyan, not the shayach to become a resident. So that's what the shayla was. The shayla was, can you go from a gag to an aksadra? The two sides of aksadra were, do you look at it as bottom line? It's two different owners. Two different owners, that's the isur. So therefore it should be asur to go from gag to aksadra. Or do you say no? It's the fact that it's has two residents. And therefore in this case over there's no two residents. Because under the aksadra, there's nobody living. And I go on that side. And on that side you want to tell me there's nobody living and it's really not so simple to turn it into a residence. So that could be mutar. But a hurba, on that side, it's really not so difficult to turn it into a residence. So therefore, maybe it's a suit. Or do I say no? Residence means there's got to be people living there. And therefore, since in the Hormat Kav, it's easy to adjust it into a residence, but people can live. Still, it's bottom line, there's no beauty in there. Therefore, it's going to be a mutar. So that's the two she'elot. Question number one, taksadra, and then we ask to Hormat. Gemara's answer to these questions, tiku. Okay, Gemara leaves it in abeyance for Eliyahu Nabi. Comes the Gemara, says the next case. Gagin ha-shavin le-Rabbi Meir. We had a shitan, the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir. He let you go from roof to roof, only when they were shavin. You remember the Mishnah, we said if one was 10 tefachim higher than the other, he was osir from roof to roof. So that's why the Gemara says, Gagin ha-shavin le-Rabbi Meir, when the roofs are level, or even according to me, that allowed you to go carry from one roof to the other, because he learned all the gagin are considered one reshut. The gag yechidi l'rabbanan. Or for that matter, one single roof according to the rabbis, which is the rabbis were osir roof to roof. Why? Because they say it's open to each other, and since they're open to each other, so therefore they osir each other. That's when you have roofs that are all connected next to each other. But the rabbis would agree on one roof, one house separate from all other houses. So that roof is a bishut yahid. No question, be mutar to carry on the roof. So the Gemara is asking. Gemara is first setting up the question. According to the Bimeir, we're questioning whether they're all level. With mutar to carry from roof to roof. According to the Banan, it's talking about a individual. What's the shayla? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar, Rav says, Mutar letaltel bekulo. Rav says, you're allowed to carry bekulo, which means the whole area. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, you can carry all the roofs. Which means there's no limit. There's no mortar rules over here. You can go from one roof to the other roof, etc. Ushmuel Amar, en metaltelin bo ela bedalid. And Shmuel says, no, you can only carry dalid on these roofs, which means it's a big hadush, according to the Rabbi Meir, that he said all the roofs are considered one, so he allows you only, Shmuel is telling you, it's only four amot, which means, oh, you only get four amot. Now, what does this mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ushmuel Amar. You see, that's one, two, three, four, five lines down when they start to widen in Nashi. Ushmuel Amar, en metaltelin bo ela bedalid. Be'ad kamar bimir shoot ahaten. I thought the bimir said it's one they shoot. What are you limiting with the four amot? The one they shoot means it's all carry as much as you want. No. Metaltel bet amot beze or bet amot beze. Yeah, which means he's giving you leniency. You can go from one to the other, but you can only go for amot maximum. Which means, yeah, it's one to shoot. Go two amot on this gag, and two amot to the other gag. That's what Shmuel's going to say. Now, the Gemara is going to explain their logic. Now, let's right away point out, it's opposite of what we said in their names in yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, Rav was the one that said you can only walk on the roof for Amot. And it was Shmuel that said you have the entire roof. Now we're saying the opposite. Now we're saying it's Rav that's saying you get the whole roof and Shmuel's giving you only four. So right away the Gemara is going to ask, why is today's opinion, what Rav said, different than what they said yesterday? The Gemara is going to answer it. Right? So the Gemara says, Kasha derava derav. Stira. Why did we learn yesterday in the name of Rav? You could only walk for Amot on the roof. And now you're telling me you could walk the whole roof. So Gemara says, Hatam, lo min kira mechitzta. Acha min kira mechitzta. Well, if you remember, we said yesterday the Shita of Rav was that we do not say good asik, meaning that the walls go up, in a case where the mechitzot are not nikar. Meaning, where let's say the homes are right attached to each other, so since when you stand on the roof, you can't see the walls of the house, so we don't say that they rise up. Masha'ekin here, let's take the case of the individual roof, right? One roof according to the opinion of the rabbis. It's one roof. So therefore, what's the question? When you're standing on the roof, it's separate. You see all the walls. They will say, Gudahait mechitzta. Once you say Gudahait mechitzta, it's a full-fledged Yeshut Yahid. You have no problem. So there should be no reason why you should be able to carry the entire area. For the same matter, according to the Bimeir, according to the Bimir, we're saying all the roofs are level. So that Rav is coming to tell you, in this case over here, I'll definitely let you carry the entire roof, because we're talking about a case where the walls are nikar. And if the walls are nikar, it's a case where if you stand on the roof, you're able to see the walls. Once you can see the walls, then you put gudahit mechitzta, and therefore carry the whole thing. I only said you get four amot where it's not nikar mechitzot. But when it's nikar mechitzot and you can good as seek it, you have no problem. So therefore, different cases. Now, seemingly, the question is hard to understand what the havamina of this question was. I mean, it's obvious that on the rabbi side, at least, here you're talking about one separate roof. There yesterday you were talking about roof to roof. So look at the Rashi for a second. Look at the Rashi, Kashya derav aderav. Read that together inside. The Amar Le'ail. So Rashi elucidates the question for us to know that they were asking from a certain angle. Begagina Shavin. By the roofs, let's say. The Rabbanan de Asri Adadi. Right? The rabbis were all said yesterday, we learned, to go from roof to roof. Alma. Lo amar gud asik mihitzot shebenehem liyot muvdelet. Right? Hachamim did not say gud asik. Right? Therefore, each roof was osir each other. Therefore, you weren't allowed to go from roof to roof. Hachaname begagin hashavim. So too, similarly, we're going to ask. On gagin hashavim lirabi meir, where Rabbi Meir said gagin hashavim is mutar, Hakamim say Gagin Shavin is Asur. Because they're not going to say Gud Asik. So now let's take that Shita and apply it to the Bimi that says it is Mutar to go from Gag to Gag. Granted, one roof is not going to say the other roof. Because he says it's all considered one reshut. What's all considered one reshut, it's not one Gag is not going to say the other. Hadrabah, it's all considered one. Good. Miu, however, the Sheila is like this. Bene reshut harabim ha'overet lifnehem ul'achareihem ul'sideh ha'itzonot amai lo asri alayu. Here's the issue. At the end of these roofs, on the side of these roofs, it's open to reshut harabim. Which means there is a certain area that these roofs are open to, that it's asur to go from one to the other. Which is, you're right, looking at it from roof to roof, it's one. But these roofs are not in space. The roofs are open to the Reshut HaRabim. And therefore, if it's open up to the Reshut HaRabim, to the Reshut HaRabim and the Gagim are not one Reshut. They are indeed separate Reshuyot. And therefore, go back to the same principle. If an area is opened up, it's parutz to an area that's asur to it. So just like you cannot go from the reshut to the gag, it should osir the gag. Just we were always looking at it from the gagin, from roof to roof travel. But you have to remember that the roofs themselves are not going to osir each other, because you're telling me to be meir hada reshutau. It's considered one domain. Good, we accept that. But we never factored in that it's opened up to an area that's asur to it. What about the reshut to the beam? Which means, just like the rabbis who say Gag to Gag is Asur because their areas are Asur to each other, say in Rabbi Meir that Gag to Gag, which is fine, should be Asur mitam the Reshut to Rabim that is opened up to it, whether in the back or on the sides of it. Again, Haleka Mechitzot the Gagin. Now, we know they're talking about over here where there's no mechitzot for the gagin over here, for the roofs. Now, Rav also held you don't say gud asik in a case where the mechitzot are not nikarot, so there was no walls coming up. Now, but you'll tell me, wait, that's only maybe on the roofs themselves, but the sides where it's opened up to the reshut harabim, in those areas, those walls are Nikar. So then why don't you just say those walls on the side rise up, and then you block it from the Reshut HaRabim. So that she says, Umechitzot tachtonot amarav de lo mahani lehu, vechen begag yechanil rabbanan litzlu alem Reshut HaRabim ma'asot shtivotav. Umechane. So the Gemara is going to answer. Hatam ben gag le gag lo amin gud asik. Between the roofs, you're not going to say good asik. Why? Delom min kiran mechista shehen mechusot begagin, because they're covered with roofs. Good, that part we understood. Hilkach kevad amru rabbanan yesh haluk reshuyot lemaala vegud asik name bechiani lo amri. Which means, good. In the case earlier, we have no problem. In the case earlier, we're going to say what? That, according to the rabbis, let's say. The gagin, you don't say gud asik. Each gag is osir to each other. And therefore, you cannot carry from gag to gag. Mechitzot are not nikarot. אבל הכם נחיצות מגרן וכאמרינן בהו גוד עסיק. And therefore we say good asik hilkak l'rabi meir demazve l'uhad ha-reshuta. According to me, all the gagim are considered one reshut. Lekal delesar, when I can also the ham mechitzot chitzot eat lehu. Because very good, the mechitzot chitzonot are considered minkar. And since they're minkar, lift them up. V'avi kulu kehad gag mukat mechitzot. So therefore the Gemara's question was, what about the area that's open up to the Rishut Rabbim? How come over there, when it came to Gagim alone, you told me what? Rav, yesterday you told me, according to the opinion of Rabbanan, according to Rav yesterday, he said you're only allowed to walk on the roof up to 4 amot and no more. Right, you were giving me the opinion of the rabbis. They were looking at the rabbis' opinion. Let's point that out, because the rabbis are the ones that say that each roof is considered separate. So Rav came along and said, oh, you should know that on the individual roofs that are connected to each other, for sure you can't go from roof to roof. But even on the roof itself, Rav held, you get 4 amot. Good, and we understood it. Logic, each roof is osir each other, because you can't go from each other, it's parut to each other, beautiful, so it's asur. So now we're just transferring that same logic in Rabbi Meir. For the bimir as well, that's matir from roof to roof, still should be a problem. Why? Because of the shut rabim walls, which is the shut rabim area that it's opened up until. For the same reason, the rabbis were saying gag to gag. In the bimir, it should be asur, not gag to gag. But metaltel in the gag area, it's because it's open to the shut rabim. Give us answer. One is minkar, one is not minkar. Which means, when Rav said his deen yesterday in the shita of the rabbis, it was because you cannot say good asik. Why couldn't you say good asik? All the roofs are flush to each other. They're connected to each other. You stand on the roof, you don't see any walls. So you can't say good asik. Once you can't say good asik, you can't separate each roof. And according to the rabbis, each roof is considered a separate reshut, and therefore you cannot make it each one a reshut yahid because there's no walls, so therefore it's going to be asur. Masha'ekin, here you're asking, what about the reshut that we call to the bimir? No, hatam or hatam min kira. Here you will say good asik. Why? Because the area you're bothered about, the reshut that bim area, put the walls up. Which means the whole logic of Rav was minkar lo minkar. So therefore, I'll osir in the rabbis because lo minkar. Therefore, I cannot put good asik, but I'm not going to osir in the bimir, which is the roofs. I'm not worried about. I don't need good asik for the roofs. You know why? Because the roofs are quite more considered one. So you don't need good asik to separate the roofs. Because if you held that the roofs were asur, good asik would help it. How? Because the whole pshat why the roofs are asur is because it's opened to an area that's asur to it. By putting good asik, it would separate. Now it's not considered open to an area that's asur to it. But according to the bimir, you don't got to come on. You don't need good asik. He holds all the roofs are considered one area. Gag to gag to gag. Beautiful. So the rabbis, the Gemara's question just was, alright, you took care of Gagim. But you didn't take care of the Rishut Rabim. Gemara's saying, you don't have to take care of the Rishut Rabim. I could say even according to Lav, good asik. I lo min kira. No, it is min kira. Because you stand on that area, you see the walls on the side of the roof. That's where's the reshut rabim? Or is it the edge? At the edges, you see the walls. So therefore, say good asik. No problem. So comes the Gemara and says, kasha dismuel dismuel. And now we go the other way. Yesterday we learned in the name of Shemuel that according to the rabbis, they were all said to go from gag to gag. But on the gag itself, one gag, walked the whole gag. And we explained yesterday the logic of Shmuel was, because he does say good asik. How does he say good asik? Because he holds, even though the mechitzot are not nikarot, you still could say good asik. You don't need mechitzot nikarot according to Shmuel. Yeah, so that was the logic, therefore what? It's not osir
No, you have imaginary walls going up. Therefore, each one is considered a full-fledged Rishut Yachid, and if I could walk the whole entire roof. Oh, so the question then is, now you're telling me, Shmuel, let's say according to the Bimeir, right? You're telling me you got these roofs. So the roofs are not a problem. You don't even have to say Gudasik. But the problem is, the Rishut Rabim area, okay, so now you're telling me I can only walk according to the Bimeir up to 4 amot on these roofs. Why? Why are you telling me? It means, if according to the rabbis, which I say Gudasik by Mechitzot She'enam Nikarot, so that allowed me to carry the whole roof. So say the same thing in the Bimeir. That what? You don't need Nikarot even. And therefore you just say you're Gudasik. For sure you'd say Gudasik. And therefore it should allow me to carry the whole entire roof. So comes the Gemara and says, yeah, big difference. Hatam do have yotin mibet satayim. Over there, the area that we were discussing on the roofs was not more than bet satayim. Was not more than the area of called bet satayim. Let's say that it's 5,000 square amma. Now let's just review rules. We learned that an area that's less than 5,000 square amma, that is walled, is considered a reshut yachid regardless. More than 5,000 amma, the only way it can be considered a reshut yachid is the wall around it has to be hukaf lidira. It has to be walled for the intention of residence, as opposed to, let's say, a park or an open storage area where they just wall it. So that's a karpef. Shelo kaf ledira. That's more than bet satayim. Hachamim gave it a status of a karmelit, because it's domed to a reshut rabim. It's a wide open area. Okay? Now, yesterday when we discussed the opinion of Shmuel, he was talking about an area that is with all the roofs, let's say, according to the Hachamim, where we said you cannot go from roof to roof, but on the roof itself, you could walk the whole area, because that roof was talking, it was less than the Bet Satayim. So less than Bet Satayim. Now, watch this. How we been matering it? We're using Gudasik. Now let's analyze for a second. Where's the Gudasik coming from? From the walls of the house. Now, the house walls are hukaf ledira, there's no question. Now, the Gudasik going up, those walls are not hukaf ledira. But so what? Since it's less than bet satayim, I don't need those walls to be hukaf ledira. I just need to have walls, because it's less than bet satayim. However, over here, Shmuel's talking, where let's say, according to the Bimeir, that allows you to go from roof to roof, but we're talking about the roofed area over here that we're trying to enclose from the Reshut Rabim, it's talking about where it's more than Bet Satayim. Oh, it's more than Bet Satayim. Now you have a problem. Because even if you're going to say Gudasik, you're going to put walls up, but those walls of Gudasik are not considered Hukaf Ledira. Yeah, they were Hukaf Ledira on the bottom. But to raise them up, they are not. And therefore you have a kalpef, so to speak. Yotem mebet satayim. Shelo kaf ledira has the status of a karmelit. So you'd only be allowed to walk or carry for amot. So that's what he's talking about over here. So therefore when Shmuel comes along and says over here, according to the Bimeir, you can only go for amot. What do you mean? Yesterday you said you can go kula. Because over here we're talking about where the area now is bet satayim. And since it's bet satayim, the walls are low kaf ledira, you have a problem. Now let's read that inside. The Gemara speaks to that clearly. Gemara says, "Hatam lo avi yotem bet satayim. Hacha avi yotem bet satayim." Now, v'ani mechitzot lemata avidan. Those walls were made for the bottom. Yeah, the walls are considered ledira lemata for the people in the house. Lemala lo avidan. But they're not made for residents on top using your gudasik. Therefore you only get 4 amot. Now let's read Rashi. second wide line, hatam. Hatam leka yoter mibet satayim. Kevan di itel Shmuel good asik. According to Shmuel, he holds good asik after mechitzot shebentayim, right? Even in walls that are not nikar, but for pishen amikarim, ufluktayu kamaita alibad rabbanani, the mazveh lechol had reshuta ba'anfei nafshe. Right? According to Shmuel, the reason why he can carry on each roof is because each roof is considered a separate domain using good asik. Havi kol gag vegag mukaf befne atzmo. And I don't care if the mukaf is not tukaf ledira, because each roof was talking about where it was less than betzatayim. Ukol had aleka yotem betzatayim. Aval aga, the pagin alibad Rabbi Meir. Right, Rabbi Meir, we're talking about all the roofs. Dimazvele kudu keha. So all the roofs are considered one. However, the kudani tiri b'mechitzot chitzonot. And you want to tell me there's outer walls, everything goes up. Yes, kan yotim b'tzatayim. The problem is all the roofs are considered more than b'tzatayim. Ve'ekev zeh degud asik eno ekev ledira. And the walls that you're making to rise up, to block you from the Netzut Rabim, those are not considered מוקף לדירה. תענך מחיצות של מטה, אף הפי שנעשו לדירה, למטה עבידן לדור. בחללן, למטה, יהיה, אם הייתו רוסי כדוב הדברם. ולא לדירת גג. אל כך, כי מסכינה נהו, when you're going to lift them through good asik, אבי מוקף יותר מבית סדן שהוא מוקף לדירה. So therefore, right, I'm going to finish it. Therefore, according to the Bimeir, we understand. Now, same logic according to the rabbis. When you have one gag, forget about it, it's not attached to other gagim. When you have one gag that's more than Bet Satayim, so you have the same logic. Even if you say the Gud Asik, those walls that go up do not make it a Bishuti Achid, Hukaf, Lidira. So it comes out you have an area more than Bet Satayim, as a Dina of a Karmelit, so that we can only carry up to 4 Amot. Now we go to the next case. Next case. Itmar, Sifina. Now we look at the status of a boat. How do you look at a boat? Now we're talking about it has the shi'ur of a reshut yachid. It's 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, it's got the walls. So comes the Gemara and says, Sifina, Rav Amar Mutal Latir Bechula, Rav says, carry on the boat, carry the whole boat, reshut yachid. Shmuel Amar, Em Tatelin Ba, Ela Bedalet. Shmuel says, no, you can't carry on the boat, only you get 4 amor on the boat. The reason why he says you can carry the whole boat, you have walls. The walls are 10 tefachim high. Space in between is 4 tefachim wide. It's full-fledged. No problem. Which means, and even if it's more than Bet Satayim, these walls will be here for residents, for people to be on the boat. Who can't dira? By more than bits that time is not a problem. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ushmuel Amar ein mitaltelin ba ela ba'arba amot." You know why? It's a karmelit. Mechitzot lavriach ma'im asiyot. We learned this early in the Masechet. The walls are not made for dira. The walls of a boat are in order to keep the water from accessing the boat, and therefore, when you have more than bits that time, your walls have to be for dira. However, these walls of a boat are not considered the dira; they are considered the havriyah mayim to keep water off the boat. That she says velo le dira. So then we have a machloket, which means if the boat was less than bet satayim, nobody would argue. Then everybody would say, "So the shuta yachid full fledged, you have walls. Well, I don't care if they're not hukaf le dira." We're talking about a boat, obviously, that's bigger than bet satayim. It's a big boat, and therefore you have to analyze the status of the walls. Comes the Gemara and says, three lines down, Amar le Rav Chaya bar Yosef to Shmuel. That's interesting. Rav Chaya is Shmuel. Hilcheta kevatech or hilcheta kerav? Who does the halakha follow? Does it follow you? Or does it follow Rav? Shmuel is the one that was Mahmir. He said you only get 4 amor on the boat. Rav says you get the whole boat. So there's Shmuel. Who do we go like? We go like you, we go like Rav. So interesting how he answered. Amar le hilcheta kerav. He said, yeah, the halakha is like Rav. So what does that mean? So the Mefashim explained it means that he retracted. which means even Shmuel said, at the end, I agree with Rav, that really the walls are considered walls and therefore it's permissible. Now, Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav Chaya Bar Yosef, Umoder Rav, Rav agrees, She'im kafa'a al piha. Let's say you turn the boat upside down. She'in mitaltelin ba ela ba'arba amot. Which is now the top of the boat. Well, what's the status of the top of the boat? Technically, you have a big area over here. You have a betzatayim. You do have walls, right? The walls of the boat, but you flipped it over. So you're saying that on top of that boat, on top, you flipped it over, then you want to walk or carry on top of the boat. Even the Rav agrees you only get 4 amot. So the Gemara analyzes. Gemara says, look at that sheet for a second, top line. So it's 10 tefachim high, so therefore there's a status of Reshut Yaqid. You only get 4 amot. Why? Gemara says, kafa'al imai. What was the purpose? Why did you turn the boat over? Of course, you don't want to live underneath. So you want to make like a house. So you made a roof, you turned it over. Why should it be different than Gag Yechidi, which we just learned according to Rav? Right? We have one roof, according to the rabbis. He said what? According to Rav, he lets you carry the whole roof. So therefore, why is this case over here when you turn the boat upside down? It's like one individual roof, and therefore there's no problem. You should say what? That you should be able to carry the entire top. It should be like a reshut yachid. Rashi, second line. Ma'ishina migag yachidi. The Amar Rav. You just told me, Rav. The Afil Rabbanan. Why? Because since the walls on the bottom are made for dira, even though going up they were not made for dira, so what? Which is in Rav, if you remember what we just learned, he said according to the rabbis, a separate roof walk the whole thing on that walk. Carry the whole thing. What was the logic? Well, obviously, mechitzot nikarot you have. Quote to that. Because bottom line, it's just one individual roof. Aye, but the walls are not hukaf le dira. So what? They are hukaf le dira. Because Rav holds, since on the bottom they hukaf le dira, bring them up. No problem. All you need is hukaf le dira somewhere. Which means your good asik walls follow the intent of where they came from. And since they came from Mukaf Ledira, they're okay. So once Rav said that by the case of an individual roof, that's the boat upside down. The boat upside down, that was for Dira purposes. So the inside is for Dira. Good. So the walls will go up, right? Mukaf Ledira, good asik. And therefore, you should be able to carry the entire length of the boat. So the Gemara says, you're right. If that was the case, it would be mutar. Ela shekafa'al lezofta. The reason why you turned it over is to repair the boat. You wanted to tar the back of the boat. So therefore you turned it over. She's kafa'al lezofta. Shebatel mechitzoteha metorat dira. Now the walls on the side are not for dira. You're not living there. The en omdot kozeman kefiata lo ledirat ma'alan. Not for the people living on top. Velo ledirat matan. Not for the people living on the bottom. There's no living here. You're turning the boat over for repairs. Ve'avi ke'amud be'alma. Just like a pole in the Reshut Rabim. Ve'chi amar pi'ugudasik. Havi yokef yotim ebetzitav shlukaf ledira. Ve'karmelit hava. Good. Say gudasik. Because mechitzot nikarot. Let the walls go up. But since it's more than Bet Satayim, it's low kaf ledira. Low kaf ledira, with walls is considered a karbini. So therefore, now we understand the case. If you turned it over, meaning you turned the boat over lizofta, then even Rav is going to tell you, you only get 4 amot. Rav Asher matila asefina. Rav Asher learned it by a boat. Learned what? That which we just said, that they asked Shmuel, who's the halakha follow? And Shmuel said, Halakha follows Rav. He learned that conversation was said by the dean of the boat. Meaning, that what? A boat that's more than Bet Satayim. You're allowed to carry in the whole boat, like Rav, because it's considered a Reshut Yahid, and you have no problem. Even though it's more than Bet Satayim, it's no problem. That's the dean. So comes the... Meaning he holds that the walls are considered the dirah. It's not considered havriyah, mayim. So he learned it was going on the case of the boat. He says, no. That when the Ishmael, who's halakha follow, was not asking by a boat, it was asking by the case of an aksadra. What's the case of an aksadra? The itmar. Aksadra bibika'ah. You have a aksadra in a valley. What was the aksadra again, gentlemen? It's that... I can picture 319. That's an aksadra. That item that's coming off the roof. It's four poles, gazebo. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's four poles with a carport. That's what it looks like also, maybe. But with a slanted roof. Okay. So aksadra bibika. I just want you to get the picture. Look at the Rashi for a second. Aksadra bibika. Habika Karmelit. We know that already. Bika has a valley, has a status of a Karmelit. Kedarim b'itzot Shabbat. The Aksadra zu pirutza midal ruchoteha. Now the Aksadra is open on all four sides. There's no walls. Ve'omed kiruya al dalet yetedot. Its roof stands on four poles. Ve'notin dalet korot. You put four, let's say, roofs. Miyated liyated. Four beams on each side, and then you put the roof you put on top of these poles. The otana korot kari pitikra. Okay, those poles they call pitikra, the top of the roof. The idra kat bika. Now the reason why we're choosing a case where we have an aksadra in a bikana valley, the bi'ir, because in the city stam aksadra ot smuchot lekev bayit o hatzer. Normally, if you build an aksadra in the city, it's going to have one wall closed, which means, I don't know if you have a picture of that. Yeah, okay, like 318, exactly, 319. Which means when it's next to a house and stuff like that, one of the walls is closed because it's attached to a house, it's attached to a building. We want to give a case where it's a clean aksadra. It's just opened up on all four sides. Therefore, what I gave a case of an aksadra in a bika. Okay, good. Continue Rashi. Now, let's continue Gemara. Rav Amar, Rav said, Mutal Taltel Bikula. Rav says, underneath the aksadra, carry as much as you want. Ushmael Amar, En Mitaltelin Ba, Ela Be'arba. You can only get four amot. Now let's understand the machloket. Rav Amar, Mutal Taltel Bikula, Amirin and Pitikra Yored Besotem. Rav holds even by an aksadra, gets slanted, doesn't matter. Beat the cry, let the walls go down, and therefore you have an ishut yachid. Therefore, no problem, carry as much as you want. Adri the aksadra. Ushmuel Amar, en metatelin ba ela be'arba, lo amrinan pitekra yored vesotem. You don't say pitekra yored vesotem. Now, what's the logic? Rashi. No, Rashi. Okay, there you go. There's the machloket. So according to Shmuel, your aksadra remains a karmelit. Because it's open to a karmelit. So there's a din of a karmelit. There's no walls. And therefore, since you don't say pitikra yored v'sotem, so therefore you can only carry up to four amot, whereas Rav says, no, pitikra v'sotem, so it's because they have walls. Good. Last question. Gemara says, "V'Rav Adibad Rabbi Meir." Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, let's stop and analyze for a second. What's Rav according to Rabbi Meir? That was on the Amud Rishon, where Rabbi Meir said you can carry from roof to roof, right? And Rav is the one that said what that. When it's roof to roof, how much could you carry on roof to roof? He said the whole thing. Nekuda. Let's just review the logic. Because you have the outside mechitzot, those are considered mechitzot nikarot, and the walls go up. And I don't care if it's more than Bet Satayim even, because he holds, since the bottom is Hukaf Nedira, when they go up, it's also considered Hukaf Nedira. Good to me, enough, beautiful. So the Gemara wants to analyze now. Rav Alibad Rabbi Meir, Letiltele Migag Lehatzer. He should also allow you to go from the Gag to a Hatzer. Because the Gag is now a Reshut Yachid, right? As we said, Hatzer is also considered a Reshut Yachid. Which means, according to Rabbi Meir, we only said you can go from Gag to Gag, but you cannot go from Gag to Hatzer. Now, why not? If it's all considered, I mean, you're letting me walk the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, full-fledged Reshut, go from the whole Gag and walk into a Hatzer. Oh, you have to go carry from Reshut to Reshut Yachid? Yes. So therefore, why was Rabbi Meir Mahmir from Gag to Hatzer? It should be permissible. Rashi, please. V'rav Alibad Rabbi Meir. Kevan de'amar. Begagin ashabin metaltelin bekulan. Right? Rabbi Meir says on the Kotarav, you can carry the whole area. Alma lav karmelit ninu. Obviously you're not treating the roofs like a karmelit. Letiltelu migag lehasir. Who said you can't? So Rashi says, Alama Amrina and the Kaman, because we're going to say later on, the Devre Rabbi Meir Gagin Reshut La'atzman, Hatzerot Reshut La'atzman. We're going to clearly say, according to Rabbi Meir, that you can't. Why? De'en metaltelin migag lehatzer. So therefore, let's stop at this point. Gemara's answer to this question, inside. Gezerah mishum d'Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. The reason why it's a surah is because of the Gezerah we mentioned on yesterday's daf of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. What was Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi's Gezerah? He doesn't want you to transfer from a Reshut Yachid within a Reshut Yachid. Remember the case? You had a Hatzir. You have an Amud in the Hatzir. Gavawa Asara Rahava Arba'a. Stationary item. He doesn't want you to transfer to that item. Why not? Reshut Yachid. Because we're worried if we let you go on the Amud in the Reshut Yachid to Reshut, you might come to do it in a till, in a mound that's in the Reshut to the beam, that's 10 high, 4 wide. That's clearly Asur. So here is similar. You're going from a Reshut Yachid to a Reshut, you're going to a similar Reshut. It's higher. Obviously, this is a roof and a Hatzir, right? It's areas that are, you know, high or lower to each other. So therefore, in that case, we're going to say, which is logically, should be mutar. Should technically be mutar. Gemara says, you're right. Were it not for the gezerah of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Ushmuel alibad rabbanan. Shmuel, according to the opinion of the rabbis. Let's review. You have one single roof. Right? According to the rabbis, you can carry on that roof. According to Shmuel, how much could you carry? You can only carry 4 amot. Why? Even though you're going to good as seek, but if it's more than Bet Satayim, those walls that you're good as seeking up are not Hukaf Nedira. Yeah, they're Hukaf Nedira Lemata. But they're not Hukaf Nedira Lemata. So he only gave you 4 amot. Meaning you're treating that Gag Yehidi as a Karmelit. Comes Gemara and says, Ushmuel al-Bad Rabbanan, Netaltel migav lekarpef. It should be permissible at least for me to go to a Gag, to another Karpef. Meaning, right, which means from one Karmelit to another Karmelit. That shouldn't be a problem. Correct, within 4 amot. But the point is, since you're treating the Gag as a Karmelit, now we know the rabbi's opinion was, you cannot go, not from Gag to Gag, that's from Gag to Karpev. Now why not? According to Shmuel at least, it should be permissible in an individual roof, let's say, to go from there to a Karpev, that at least should become permissible. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba Bar Ula, you're right, it should be Mutar. The only why it's, the reason why it's as soon as a Gezerah. Gezerah Shema Yifrat HaGag. What do you worry what's going to happen to the roof? the roof might become smaller. If the roof becomes smaller, now it becomes a reshut yahid. Now you're going from reshut yahid to a kerpef. So it's a gezerah. How does the roof get smaller? So look at picture number 320. It's a good question. So you see over here that she says, yikatsru habayit. You know, they shortened the house. She says, shortens, v'yachseru mebet satayim, v'yikatsru gam et habayit, l'midat hagag. So now the house and the gag are smaller. Melemata. V'yitnu ha-mechitza k'neged tzfat hagag. Okay, the ash taleka yot mebet satayim v'rishuti yachid. That's the way the picture is. You see, they... house became smaller.
His house was too big.
Yeah. Cut off the house. Oh, so the Gemara asks last question. Damn it. The Gemara says, if that's the case, it should be asur to go from one kerpef to another kerpef. Why? Because dilma mifrit v'atil taltuleh. Which means, we know the rabbis are not osir from a karpif to a karpif. That we never saw them osir. But why not? If you're always concerned that the thing might get smaller, so what happens if the karpif gets smaller? It's more than betzatayim. Once it becomes less than betzatayim, so shuti yachid. So always make a gezerah. You should never be allowed to go from one karpif to another. Just like you're worried about the roof getting smaller. Kimra's answer, by a roof, since there's no walls around it, so when it changes its dimensions, it's not noticeable. And therefore, it's quite possible that you go from the Shuti Yachid to the Karmelit, or the Karmelit to the Shuti Yachid. However, in the case of a Karpef, which is a walled area, if it gets smaller, you see the walls came in. So therefore, you're able to discern it. So we're not worried about a Gezerah of Karpefim becoming smaller, but we're worried about the case of the roof. With a good asik and that old business, we're worried that since you don't have walls that are noticeable, you might not recognize that it got smaller. Therefore, we're going to say, gag to the karpef. Baruch Allah le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Just one clarification in the machloket Rav and Shmuel by an aksadra and a bika'ah. We are referring to a regular flat roof aksadra. And the machloket Rav and Shmuel is, do you say... good ahit mechistad, you say that the walls go down in the case where all four walls are exposed, for example in the case of a bika'ah. The reason why we chose a bika'ah, she says, because if it was in a city, so usually the aksadra has one wall attached to it, either the wall of a building or the wall of a house. In that case, even Shmuel will agree, you do say good achit mechistah. So again, it's a flat-walled structure, not a slanted wall. As we learned earlier in the Perek, or in the Masech Lamdav Chafei, on a slanted wall, then already that everybody agrees there is no good achit. We said pitekra yored, but we're referring to the halachic principle of pitekra yored v'sotem, where the roof goes down and closes up and makes a wall.